Oh, yeah.
Now, if someone's not going away from you, they're coming
to you.
What?
Towards you.
Okay, towards you. If you met somebody in town, you might say, instead of saying I met him, you might say, well, the day I ran into old so-and-so in town. If a child was given the same name as her, as his father, you say they named the child
Junior.
Okay, they named the child what compared to the father? They named the child
after his father.
After his father. Okay. Now, in a herd of cattle, what do you call a male?
Bull.
Bull. Okay. Any other names? Like, you used to live up in Toro. Did I ever use that name for it? How did that city get its name?
I don't know how it got its name, but that's what Toro is in Spanish, is bull.
Okay.
That's what Toro means in Spanish, is bull. All
right. Now, your father used to...
I say I don't know. I'll back up there now. That's what Toro is in line with the old Spanish trail.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm referring to, right.
Where did that start and go? You know,
It came across Sabine River somewhere out there around Hatton's Ferry and Anthony Ferry, and came right on through by Toro and went through Hodges Gardens, which would be above Hornbeck, and from there right on into Napa. That was the old Spanish trail. Now that's where a lot of these old timers can tell you about what they call Devil's Lake west of Hornbeck.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that that's where a lot of the gold is in Devil's Lake, because they dumped it there thinking that they could get it, and it kept sinking. And they have all types of caves out west of Hornbeck around Devil's Lake, same as they do in Hodges Gardens. They caves in Hodges Gardens. But that the Spanish Trail does go all the way through there, and I would imagine that that's where Toro got its name, that some Spanish probably named it Toro.
Huh. Your father would have a maybe
team of horses,
a pair of horses. Did you ever have the kind that were like cattle, almost big old
ox?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you had maybe, what would you say if you had two ox?
You'd have a team of ox, or yoke, a double yoke of oxen.
I see. Okay. Now, a calf when it's first born is a what?
Baby calf.
Calf, okay. You call a female?
A calf.
Okay. Heifer?
A young one is heifer after when they pass the calf stage. In other words, that's the calf and then the heifer and then a grown calf.
I see. And the male is just a...
Well, he's a calf until he becomes a year old or thereabout. You say a bull, or if you change him, why, it'd be a steer.
Okay, now, if you had a cow by the name of Daisy, you'd say, expecting a calf, you'd say, Daisy's gonna...
Bring a calf.
Bring a calf. You ever sit here, folks say, come fresh, or anything like that?
Right. Daisy will freshen so-and-so.
Fresh. Okay. And the male horse is the...
Stallion. Stud.
Okay. Folks, did women, men always use that word around women, or was that, you know...
Yeah, it was always you, okay. Stallion or stud.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, say, I must have...
Rolled off of the bed.
Or must have
fell off of the bed.
Fell off of the bed.